You're listening to the Cornerstone Word of Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more information on our church, please visit cwol.org.
We have a great honor this morning. I'm so grateful. I was sitting at my desk and his name popped across my heart, just really strong. And he hasn't been here for a number of years, so most of you have never been a part of his ministry. But I'm so grateful this morning to have Reverend Philip Slaughter with us. And so he's going to come and minister in song, minister the word. And we're going to follow him as he follows the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's welcome him this morning. Glory to God.
Liberty. Go.
Praise the Lord, everybody. One more time. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mark and Pastor Rhonda, thank you so much for allowing me to be here this morning. I believe that this is a divine appointment to be here at this time and at this season. I had the privilege of traveling with a man by the name of Kenneth Hagin, and I traveled with him for 11 years. Praise the Lord. And being around that ministry and being around that anointing, there are many rivers and there are many streams of anointing that you learn to flow with, that you learn to work with. Amen. And I just came out of a camp meeting in Wisconsin. And we stepped into some places that we hadn't stepped into before, not on the level, not on the magnitude that I have been before. And praise the Lord. As I was getting on the plane to come here, you all can be seated if you would like. I apologize. Yes, but just be on ready. Just be on ready. But being there in the meetings, and this is not what I had planned for this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. But when I got on the plane, was getting on the plane to come here this weekend, the Spirit of God came on me. That anointing that we had been working with and flowing with in the services last week, that same anointing came on me as I was sitting on the airplane. And Well, as Pastor said, you all don't know me. A lot of you don't know me. But I for years have carried, I like to say, a joy anointing. I like the joy. Amen. I feel like part of my anointing, amen, that God has placed on me, amen, is that his body be filled with joy. Amen. And I like that anointing. And if it was just me, that's where I would keep me if I was in charge, you know. Amen. But I'm not in charge. But how many of you know that God doesn't take away from us, but he adds things. He adds things. He adds things to us. And during this meeting, I got up on Wednesday evening to minister. And all of a sudden, I just began to weep. And I have never experienced that before in my life. And I, you know, I looked at the congregation and I'm like, now you all know this is not me. This is somebody else's anointing. This is for somebody else. I don't want this one. I want my joy back. I don't want this weeping thing. But it was something that was happening that was deeper than has ever happened in me before. And so as I'm sitting there on the plane, I'm restraining to hold back these tears. And I realize that it is the compassion of the Lord that's moving in me, that is working on me, working in me. And there are things that God is wanting to do in the earth, and we have to have his heart in order to deal with the situations and the lives that are in such turmoil today, we have to have the compassion of the Lord and the heart of the Lord to deal with the people that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And God will take us back to basic things in order to take us forward. Are you with me on that? And one of the basic things that he kept bringing to my heart again and again is that he so loved the world that he gave. He so loved that he gave. He so loved that he gave his only begotten son. God's answer to humanity's sin and lostness was his son. And God's answer for this day, this time that we're living in, are many sons, many daughters that have been bought into the kingdom for such a time as this. One of the things I'm going to have to get used to is just a quietness. I like noise. I was brought up in a noisy household, so I feel comfortable with noise. I like going to sleep with noise. I need some noise. Just, it makes me comfortable. You know, some people have to have everything quiet to operate. I like noise. I don't like to hear every little thing that moves. Amen. If somebody's breaking in, I don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear them. Amen. Just take what you want. Don't wake me up. I know how to believe God for stuff to come back. Don't bother me. I'm not opening the door for the enemy to come in and take anything, but you all know what I'm saying. But there was an angel that showed up there in the meeting. Pastors, is this okay? This is not the avenue that I thought I was going to go down, but here we go. But there was an angel that showed up there in our meeting last week. And you know there in Ezekiel where it talks about moving out into deeper waters. And that the angel came and he measured. And wherever he measured to, that's where Ezekiel was able to go to. And he measured again, and they moved further in. The angel measured again, and they moved further in. The day and a time that we're living in, we have angelic assistance to move us into the deeper things of God. Things that we have been trying to get into, things that we have been trying to access that we just haven't been able to access like we want to. There is now, I believe, just legions of angels to aid us and to help us get this end time harvest in. You are anointed for such a time as this. In the kingdom of God and the workings and the movings of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit of God within us are deeper places than what we have been before. And there is an invitation for us to come deeper. There's an invitation, I'll say it again, for us to come deeper, for us not to remain where we've been and just be normal Christians, but it's a place for us to come deeper in Him. And coming deeper in Him means that we come to a deeper place of holiness. Holiness is not a cuss word. God is holy. Amen. And as we come closer, as we come deeper, we come into that place in Him. The scripture does tell us that we are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. And as we come into that place with Him, come deeper, we're going to gain a greater understanding of the holiness that we're called to. A reverential holiness of God. I like the fun. I like the good times. But there's a place of holiness when you're in his presence, that you honor him for who he is. Where you take on his essence. Where you take on his holiness. And I believe he wants us to portray that holiness to the world. Amen. So hopefully we will get to some happy stuff this morning. Praise the Lord. But we want to go deeper. We don't want to remain the same. We don't want to remain in the places that we have been in, especially in this season where he's calling us deeper. In a season where he wants to use us in a greater degree, in a greater measure than what he has before. I want to remind you that in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Peter is preaching. And Peter says this in verse 38. He says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. With the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good. Brother, you were just on it this morning when you was talking about Abraham. Doing good. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. And part of our assignment in the earth is to be like he was in the earth. And so we have to stir ourselves up along this line, along the lines of that we are anointed. Just as Jesus was anointed in the earth, we are anointed. We are now, amen, we are now the vessels that God is flowing through in the earth. We are the ones that the Spirit of God has been poured out upon, amen, and we're to be just like Christ in the earth. Amen. Not something different, not a cheap imitation, but just like him. Amen. Why? Because it's in him we live, it's in him we move, it's in him we have our being. We are to be just like him, and him does good. Yeah. Woo! You are anointed to do good in the earth. You are anointed to be a blessing in the earth. Woo! When Jesus would come around, there would be crowds that would gather around him, because they wanted to be associated with that anointing. I just prophesied to you, there are going to be people that begin to gather around you, around you, around you, around you, around you, around you, around you. Because that anointing is increasing in your life. Say a better amen than that this morning. The anointing is increasing. There is an increase in your life. There's angelic help, amen, to take you out into a greater measure in your normal everyday workplace. Your normal everyday family life. There's anointing to take you greater. Amen. You remember over in John chapter 2. Remember Jesus shows up at a wedding. Amen. He just shows up at a wedding, shows up with his boys at the wedding, you know. They just coming to check stuff out. What's up? How y'all doing? Can you believe she got married? You know. Praise the Lord. But he shows up there at the wedding, and his mother comes to him and says they're out of wine. And basically tells him, do something about it. Ordinary day, but something supernatural is needed in this ordinary day. People need the supernatural in their ordinary days. And we can't just stand around and say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? There is a supply. There is a supply of the Spirit that's resident on the inside of us that has the answer, that has that which is being demanded. Amen. And so you all know that Jesus turned the water into wine. I had an uncle that loved to drink the hard stuff. And so whenever he would get around me, I'd be always like, Uncle Pete, you don't have no business drinking that brown stuff. Okay, there's a couple of people that know. Amen. And so we kind of get into a little discussion about it. And one of his arguments was, Jesus turned water into wine. Praise the Lord, and I'll leave the rest of that alone. But Jesus had a supernatural answer to an ordinary need. And God wants to use us in that capacity where we bring supernatural answers to ordinary needs. But there was a demand made on Jesus that day. And the scripture says that this was the beginning of miracles. Everybody say the beginning. Amen. That this was the beginning of miracles that Jesus began to do. There are to be manifestations of miracles in our life regularly. Miracles should not be something that are foreign to us. They should be normal occurrences. Amen. You all doing all right? I know this is different this morning. But we must get used to flowing with the supernatural, because there was a supernatural inflow into us. Amen. When we were born again and we were made new creatures in Christ Jesus, amen, there was a supernatural inflow into us. When we were baptized in the Holy Ghost, there was a supernatural inflow into our life. So we ought to expect a supernatural outflow from our life. We ought to expect the supernatural. We ought to expect the hard cases. Amen. We ought to be just waiting for it. Just by, ask me. Just ask me. If I don't know it, I'll get it. My sister, she worked for Haynes Company. This was years ago. And she's one of those loud Holy Ghost people. She makes it known that she loves God, she loves the Holy Ghost, and she's not ashamed to let folks know, I listen to the Holy Ghost. That's just how she is. And so even the people in the executive offices knew about my sister, Elaine. That's a Holy Ghost woman down there. She just loud. You go down there, she gonna talk to you about Jesus. and so in being that she was I think the word is a seamstress. She did sewing, you know, and she was talking to the Lord one day and she said, Lord, I need to make more money. And I need you to anoint my hands so I can make more money. And the Lord anointed her hands, and she would sit there at that sewing machine and pray in other tongues, and the Spirit of God would come on her, and she got anointed sewing. Hanes underwear, Hanes socks, I mean, whatever it was. The Spirit of God came on her and anointed her, and she started making more money than her boss because they paid her according to, yeah, what y'all said. According to that. And so because she was going so fast, they had to pay her what she was making. Amen. And she began to make more money than her boss. She began to make more money than the manager ahead of her. She began to make more money than the people who were in the executive places. Amen. And so they needed to come down and find out what's going on with this black lady down here. And so they would come and talk to her and say, how are you able to do what you do? She said, I sit here and I pray in the Holy Ghost and he helps me so. And I listen to Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin and pray in the Holy Ghost and the anointing comes on me. Come on, the anointing will step right in where you're at. Woo! Oh! my. You don't have to be in the pulpit for the anointing to come on you. You can be right at your sewing machine and he'll show up. Woo! Don't tell me you can't make money sewing. That's kind of a twofold thing. I hope you got it. Sewing and sewing. Praise the Lord. Well, I was going to stop right there, but I need to go a little bit further with that story. Finally, as they came down and they began to talk to her, she began to tell them more so the source of why she was able to do what she was doing. And they began to ask her questions about business things. And she'd look at them. My sister is very country. She this doesn't go out anywhere, right? She won't. Sis, I love you. I love you. All the people here at Cornerstone love you. Amen. Thank you for being the example. But they trying to cover some of my bases, praise the Lord. But they began to ask her questions about things she did not know. And she would look at him and say, I don't know. But if you give me a few minutes to pray in the Holy Ghost, I'll let you know what he says. And she would sit there and she would pray in the Holy Ghost and things would just come to her. The glory is here. Things would just come to her. Answers would just come to her. Things that she did not know, things that she did not understand, things that she had not been educated in, it would just come to her. And she would go to them and she would say, listen. She's not a joke. She said, listen. Now this is what he said to me. And if you will do what he said, things will work out right. And she would tell him what he said, what the Holy Ghost had said, and then she'd just leave and go back to her assignment, go back to sewing, making her money. But they began to promote her in the company, not because she had a degree, not because she had so much schooling, and I'm not against degrees, and I'm not against schooling, I'm not against education. But her promotion came supernaturally, and God began to move her up in that company until she was, I forget the name, the word, praise the Lord. She was over production and everything. What is that person called? Operation what? Something. Operations manager or not office. She was over the business. I mean, over production, over everything. Higher than supervisor. What is it? Anyway, y'all tell me after service. So she rose to that place of authority. Amen. Because she learned how to listen and she learned how to flow with the person of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wants to take you into a place where the supernatural, God wants to take you into a place where the supernatural is just natural. In your normal, everyday walk, the supernatural should be natural for us. When we come up against situations, we should not fall apart, but we should look to the greater one on the inside of us to help us in the situation that we're in. He's in there. What are we doing? Are we looking for the help? Are we expecting that greater measure to manifest in our life? Or are we just comfortable where we at? I don't know. He wants to take us deeper. And he wants to take us deeper in a measure and in a way that we may not be accustomed to or we may not be looking for. Everybody likes the spectacular. But what about in your everyday walk of life, letting God be big, letting God flow through you every day, every day, every day, every day? But again, it says here that Jesus, that this was the beginning of miracles. Everybody say beginning.
Beginning.
All of us have to have a beginning. I'm going to say that one more time. All of us have to have a beginning. And just like Jesus, many times the beginning starts in an uncomfortable place. It so goes against our flesh. Jesus shows up for a wedding, and a demand is being made on him at a wedding. Not here. Why not at the temple? Let's do this in the appropriate places. And again, many of us, as God moves on us, as we flow in these things, we may feel like the place is not appropriate. But wherever God moves on you, it is appropriate. One of the things that I am gifted in, and I have no clue about notes or anything this morning, praise the Lord. But one of the things that I am gifted in, that God gifted me in, is the area of music. And I started singing as a little child. And I can't remember not singing. That's how long I've been singing. Praise the Lord. And I turned 55 last year, and I can't remember not singing. But I remember when I sang as a little kid, that I sang as part of our family and part of groups, and we would have a good time singing, but then the day came where somebody recognized that I had a gift. And this lady is in heaven now, and her name is Miss Della. So I think heaven is calling her to the forefront and letting her look down now and say, Philip is talking about you. You need to hear what he's saying. But Miss Della served as my Mary when it came to the music. We spent the summer, this particular summer, with them because they had four kids. Our family had four kids, and so she had eight children at her house. What do you do with eight children? You let them play, you let them sing, you kick them outside, you know. So anyway, we were at choir rehearsal one night, and we were singing, getting prepared for Sunday morning. And as we were sitting there, as we were singing, I started doing some ad-libs over the song, just with the choir. And she looked at me and she said, you're going to do that Sunday morning. I was about 8 years old at the time. And I said, no, I'm not. And she said, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. I mean, fear jumped all over me. I was used to singing with the choir, singing with groups, even as a child. But she's like, it's time to go further. And she said, you're going to sing Sunday morning. And so we battled there for a few minutes. And so I started crying and said, I don't want to do it. I want to go home. I want my mama. I want my mama. I want to go home. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny back then. So as I began to think about it, I had all weekend. This happened on Thursday, and I had all weekend to Sunday to think about it. And every now and then, she'd come by the room, and she'd say, you're singing Sunday morning. And tears would just start flowing. My eyes, I don't want to do it. I don't want it. Sunday morning finally comes. And it comes to that part of the service where I'm supposed to sing. And she hands me the microphone and she says, sing, baby. And the choir's singing. And tears are just flowing. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But I began to sing. And when I began to sing, something supernatural happened. For the first time in my life, I felt the anointing to sing. You know, there's a difference in singing and being anointed to sing. The anointing came on me, and a boldness came on me. Yeah. And I went from hiding back, being in the back, yes, he will. Won't he do it? I want to go home. Where's my mama? I went from being that to being down front and singing, God will do it. Oh, yes, he will. And tears are flowing, but they're different now. I've been watching some things, and there are many adults that need to move into some things. Are you listening to me? Many adults that need to move up, come up in areas of flowing with God and flowing with the anointing, and you need a push. You need somebody to say, come on. Need somebody to say, you can do this. And that's part of my being here today, is to push you and say, you can do this. You can live this thing out. You might act like the little 8-year-old child, like I was at 8 years old, and screaming and crying. Or you may be bold like my sister and just say, give me a minute, I'll get it. Wherever you're at on the spectrum, this is a day, this is a push saying, go further. Go further. Don't stay where you are. Go deeper. There's another measure that has been measured out for us at this time and this day, and it's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. So let's move out in these things and let's be the anointed ones that God has called us to be in this day. Do I have a few more minutes? One of the things that happened to me on the plane is that I begin to get a couple of words of knowledge, I believe, about the service today. And it's like, well, you real early, God. I'm not used to you. I'm not used to you showing up this early. I'm used to you showing up right at the moment and say, do this, do that. And, you know, to get some stuff a day ahead of time, it's like, cool, this. I can handle this part. I can handle this. We can do this. Amen. I like you being early. Write it down and just go act it out. Just go do it. Amen. But I believe I got a word of knowledge concerning someone with, I don't know exactly how to say this, but kind of like acid reflux that is spilling over. Does that make sense? Sometimes acid reflux can come so high. But then this individual is suffering from acid reflux that is going further than what it should. And you're having some major issues with that. Are you here this morning? That's you? Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? That's you, my brother? Amen. Well, would you just come down here quickly? Let me lay my hands on you. Come down, if you would, and lay my hands on you right quick. And we'll just get this resolved, that it go no further. In Jesus' name. Isn't it wonderful that God would talk to somebody about you in Wisconsin while they're sitting on an airplane, that God loves you so much that he would give a word of knowledge about your situation? If he would do that, there's absolutely no reason why this thing is not going to be totally resolved. He's a God that sees ahead and provides. So we speak to this issue now. Whew. Tell you to stop. Huh? In Jesus' name. Be normal. Huh? Be whole. Be well. In the name of Jesus, we say no more. No more. No more. Be corrected. Be corrected. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We say no more. No more. No more. No more. Phew. No more. In the name of Jesus. No more. Would you just lift your hands up and just thank him? Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Amen. You can return to your seat. You got it. You got it. You got it. There is someone who has been having problems with their left arm. And the devil tries to tell you that it's a heart attack situation, but it's not a heart attack situation. It's a nerve issue that is going on in your arm. And I want to say specifically the left arm. It's like it goes to sleep on you continually. There's healing for those nerves this morning. Is that anyone in the room today? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Is it specifically your left arm? Isn't it amazing? Is it specifically your left arm? Left arm? Left arm, how you doing? Good. Amen. Isn't it amazing? In Wisconsin, heaven was talking about you. In Wisconsin, heaven was bringing healing, bringing wholeness to your situation. In Wisconsin, the anointing was being released. Who am I? Released in the earth for your wholeness. To work in your nerves. In your nervous system. Whoo. When we say no more over these bodies and the life of God, that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead flows into your bodies and makes you whole today. In Jesus' name. Go and be whole from this situation. In Jesus' name. We're going to move into deeper things. We are moving into deeper things because we are commissioned to go into all the world, not just preachers, believers. You are commissioned to go into all the world. Oh my, there's so much that is ahead for us. And we are to work the works of him that has sent us while it is day. You are anointed. You are appointed to deal with the problems of this hour. Are you listening to me? You are anointed and you are appointed. Just like Moses was anointed to deal with Pharaoh, you are anointed to deal with the situations of your day. Maybe it's something that has never risen before, but you are anointed to deal with it. There's an anointing on the inside of you that is teaching you, teaching you, teaching you. So begin, 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 begin. Do I have enough time to sing one? Maybe two? Okay. All right. Amen. You know, preachers can be long. And it's just good to check in at home. Do you sense the presence of God? Yes. do you sense a deepened place in God? There is a deeper place in God that we are moving into. I don't know which one I'm going to sing yet. That's why I'm talking a little bit more. But when I was just in Africa in May, I watched a mom bring her baby into the water, just a few months old. And but the baby was aware enough to know you bringing me in water, and that baby grabbed on to that mama. And she just walked in the shallow end of the water, but that baby, he had her collar. And as she moved in the water, that baby started to climb. I don't know if it didn't like the coldness or whatever it was, but the baby did not like the environment. But that I watched that mom work with that baby. And she so gently just took water and just put it over the baby. Even though the baby was like, don't do that to me. But she just kept working with the baby. Kept working with the baby. Until the baby got acclimated to the water. And the next thing you know, mom was taking her down in the water. And as the mom stayed relaxed, the baby got relaxed. And finally, the baby got to where they were comfortable. Amen. And the mom was able to lay the baby in the water. I mean, it was a lot of kicking, a lot of fussing, huh? But mom just kept working. Just kept working. The Holy Ghost will keep working with you. You might be kicking and screaming. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go. Don't use me that way. Oh, Jesus, no. He'll just keep working with you. Come on, baby. Come on. You got this. Come on. You were designed for this. You were designed for this. You're designed. This is your design to live supernatural in the natural. Will you stand up on your feet this morning? How many of you are glad that God is your everything? Let's do my everything. Amen. And we need some more tonight. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. I figure we in Alabama, we can have a little country church. Sea room, he's eating beer. I say God is.
God
hey, God is.
God
whatever you need him to be.
God is.
Woo, God is.
God is.
Church, about this time, Sister Betty would be coming down the aisle. He my everything. He my everything. A doctor in a sick room. A lawyer in a courtroom. He's a friend when you're friendless. Hope when you're hopeless. He my everything. Can I get a witness today? Is he your everything? He bought you out, turned your captivity, gave you victory. Is he your everything? You ought to shout about it. Do a little dance right now. He's my everything. He's my everything. I'm so glad about it. Makes me want to jump for joy. Makes me want to wave my hands. I'm so glad about it. Woo! Hey! Oh, God is.
God is.
God is.
God
my everything. Somebody shout in this place. Come on, shout. Come on, shout. Come on and shout just a minute. Is he your everything? Hey! Hallelujah!
We hope you're inspired by today's message. If you want to hear more from the Word of God, head over to cwol.org. Check us out on YouTube or any social platform under @CWOLMadison. We believe God is working within you, and we want you to know him so you too can make him known.